Good afternoon and good evening to our board members. A warm welcome from the IASB to the FASB and around. I'm delighted to be here for my first joint education meeting. I note that the last joint education meeting took place in November 2020. So it's almost 3/4 of a year. And I think it's now good to take stock again and to meet jointly and learn from each other firsthand as to where we are in some very important projects that we pursue jointly. It is unfortunate that this is still virtual. There's little that we can do about it, but I think I can probably speak on everyone's behalf that we are very much looking forward to see that we can meet, hopefully, maybe even later this year again, or then next year in person again. Since the last meeting, both boards had a few new members. You may have recognized I'm not Hans, I'm Andreas, so I'm already one of those. But we do have two more on either side. On our side, Bertrand Perrin has recently joined the board, actually at the same time as me at the beginning of July. And we do have Fred Kennan at the FASB. And I would suggest that I pass over to both of you to just formally introduce you to the group, and then I continue with my introduction. Fred, do you want to start?
Sure. Thank you so much, Andreas. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's been a pleasure for me, and excited to be on the FASB, and look forward to working together in standard setting. I'm a financial analyst by background, not a accountant, but I bring a long history of financial analysis, particularly in the financial service sector. I was director of research at a small investment bank in New York for the last decade, with previous experience in investor relations as well as economics. So it's great to be on board, and I look forward to the meetings.
Super, and likewise. Thank you very much. Bertrand, over to you.
Good afternoon, all. It's an honor for me to have been appointed as a member of the ISB, which I joined back as of 1st July 2021. I have a prepared background. I come from Vivendi, a Paris-based media content and communication group, and I will try to do my best to make the perspective of preparers heard at the table of the ISB, and I'm very happy to be there with the members of the FASB today.
Excellent. Thank you both, and we are very fortunate to have you both with us. Let me remind you and everyone what the objective of today's meeting is. It is the sharing of information and learning from firsthand experience and listening to each other's as to where we are in our respective projects. This is not to say that we haven't had any contact with you. Obviously, the chairs are in contact, the staff are in contact, but I think this education meeting really brings together everyone from our two respective boards so that we can really listen to and learn from each other's firsthand. And I think this is just a good opportunity to understand where we are, to ask questions, not be shy, to just get a better understanding of this. I'm very much looking forward to an enlightening and productive discussion. And likewise, I'm very much looking forward to our continued engagement in the future. Before I hand over to Rich, just a few housekeeping issues. If you would like to speak, if you toggle your mouse, there will be a pane that's showing up in the bottom of your screen, and it does have a raise hand function. If you want to speak, just push that button and I will be able to actually see you. If you can't make that work for whatever purpose, because computer systems are as lousy as they are, you may also just write in the chat box that you want to speak. And if I should not notice that, then you could just fiercely wave your hand. That's the third option. My first option, obviously, would be if you use the raise hand function, and very importantly, to lower the raise hand once you have spoken, so that I'm not confused as to how many more speakers we will be having. With that introduction, Rich, over to you.
Great. Thanks, Andreas. And on behalf of the FASB, Andreas, I just want to congratulate you on assuming your new role and also acknowledge that we're having this meeting just a few weeks into your role. So I'm sure it'll be the continuation of a long, productive sharing of information relationship. And Bertrand, congratulations on your appointment, and we look forward to working with you. As Andreas mentioned, on behalf of the FASB, we greatly value the sharing of information. As standard setters, we function best the more we know and the more people we hear from. And I look forward to what we're going to hear today, as well as Andreas mentioned, what we continuously share in information between our organizations throughout our ordinary course. But with that, let me jump into our first topic for this morning, and it's a topic that both boards are dealing with, which deals with supply chain financing. And our first speaker from the FASB to tee up this issue will be James Starkey. James, good morning, James.